inner hall of life.
I met a girl named Keisha, who got a cousin Dowie, and a best friend Maui. So when shit get crowded and we need some space to ride on, my senses say that you the one, so plug me in the Zion.
Welcome to the Inner Hole Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating.
From the perspective of one queer hoe.
And one straight hoe, who are feminists, polyamorous. Living in New York City.
Very sexy.
In their 20s. Mad sexy.
Very sexual people.
Black. What are our other identities?
20-somethings.
We have big butts.
Yes, we do.
As a collective.
We have the same skin tone as well.
Yeah, we do. We wear the same foundation.
In case you don't know.
I'm Sam.
I'm Shanika.
And we're Slam Pow Productions and we make film.
Yeah.
We've made
we
film.
Make movie. We make movie.
We do that.
Our hoe of the week.
Akua!
Yeah!
She gave us monies.
Akua gave us $50.14.
Yes, and that is important.
Thank you, Akua.
Now I can eat.
If you want to donate us money, let us know, and we'll figure out how to take it from you.
Yes, yes.
Because you know what we do with it?
You shove it up our asses.
We, you know, we wipe our asses.
You can follow this episode at hashtag InnerHoeUprising on whatever the fuck that you use. All right, so on to our first segment.
Fuck it!
Current events. Topics of the week. Trigger warning for violent homo antagonism, violent trans antagonism, and violent misogyny.
It feels like a lead weight's on our backs. We're all walking around like zombies today, you know? It's terrible. It's absolutely devastating. And everything is always so positive in the LGBT community. We do shows and we go to the clubs and we have friends and we meet for dinner. Now it all just feels like it just stopped.
So this week,
very
Let's
sad
talk
week.
About the Orlando shooting.
The Pulse nightclub shooting.
Yeah.
The mass shooting. Terrorist attack.
Love and
hate
thoughts
crime.
Go out to Orlando. Let's see if I can donate some blood sometime this week. Mm-hmm. 'Cause a friend of mine donated, like, Port Authority. I don't know why. It's a bus
terminal.
Does
that go to
Orlando?
Yeah,
yeah. Because you can
oh,
ship
nice.
And deliver it. Okay. So I think you can... I don't know. If you're into giving blood and you are able to, that's a thing you can do.
I want to specifically say... My love and thoughts go out to the LGBT community, especially the LGBT community of color. Like, fuck the rest of Orlando, you know?
Oh, well, I guess I didn't mean all of it. That's what I
meant.
Yeah,
I know.
But yeah.
I know what you meant, but like...
You specifically meant those
Not just
people.
The people who were killed and the people who are injured and the family members of those people, but also, like, people are shaken up.
Yeah.
As LGBT people, just like nationally
aftermath.
And internationally, and we've been treating them like shit for quite some time anyway.
Yeah.
So,
which I guess we can get into later, but that's I feel like that's one of the reasons why something like this why this happened.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I guess we can dive on in.
Lay it out.
I'm sure you guys have been following some of the facts or like some basics, but
let's set things straight here.
Yeah. We'll set the saddest scene. So this is officially the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history, with 49 people killed and 53 injured. Took place June 12th, early in the morning at Pulse nightclub in Orlando. It's a gay club, and it was a Latin Flavor event. I just feel like Latin Flavor is such like a hate that term.
Yeah, it reminds me of Latino heats, which is something Eddie Guerrero used to say.
Eddie?
He's a wrestler.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Latin things are just always
it's just
oddly
like
coded.
Spice. Yeah. How to go back to the seriousness.
Do it.
It's not that it's hard to be serious, but it's so grim.
Mm-hmm.
It happened, the first shots were heard at 1:58 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
This is all taken from CNN. So over the course of 45 minutes, about 100 officers were called in. So it was just like, it was obviously a big deal, but it's a lot of police force. The gunman, Omar Mateen, 29, of Fort Pierce, was killed in a firefight with police. Apparently he was both texting a friend in contact with his girlfriend or wife.
His wife. Yeah. What was he saying?
And then that I'm not sure.
Ah, so the
that's
not
still
been
coming out
yet.
Yeah, that came out yesterday.
Okay.
Omar is rumored to have been gay himself.
People at Pulse saw him. Other people at gay nightclubs saw him, and he also was on some gay dating site.
Yeah.
They didn't say what site it was. Probably on Grindr. Like, hey guys, I'm a terrorist.
Think Grindr
yeah.
wants him.
Okay.
I don't know if Grindr would want that.
So I don't know if right. we were harboring a terrorist. I don't know if he was gay or if he was just kind of like stalking his prey.
Yeah, it's like the, like, how long could have just been
feeling out several
places.
It's suspect.
It is, yeah. He also has a history of being just like disturbed as well. Like, apparently he also was like, he's trying to be in the police force, and like one of his co-workers, name of Daniel Gilroy, requested to be transferred because of this guy.
Yeah,
said that he was scary in a concerning way. He had anger management issues. Something would set him off, but the things that would set him off were always women, race, and religion.
Yeah, big red flags.
Yeah,
and tell us about another red flag that we hardly talk about.
Yeah, so he was also abusive, physically and emotionally abusive to his
ex-wife,
Sitora Yusufi. And God bless Democracy Now! What I like about Democracy Now! Is that they do such extensive, thoughtful coverage, whereas other news networks will just slowly piece together what's happening. I feel like, just be like, oh yeah, it could be terrorism, could be gay rights things, like
well, they're like reporting for sound bites and hot takes, and yeah, the I was actually doing reporting. Used to work there, guys. Whatever.
It's
nothing of it.
Nothing crazy. But I check out Democracy Now. So they brought on a woman by the name of Soraya, I think it's Kimali, who this is kind of crazy that this isn't like a thing that people know about. Is that the vast
She wrote an article for Rolling Stone.
Yeah, recently. But basically, we'll go into detail, but basically you can tell if someone is going to commit an act of like mass violence if they are abusive to their spouse or to women. It's like something like 57%. 40% of mass shootings started with the shooter targeting his girlfriend, wife, or ex-wife.
And then most mass shootings actually occur, because I think a mass shooting is like 4 or more people, yeah, or 5 or more people. It's usually in the home, where it's just like the wife and the kids or something like that. So
there's a connection, it seems. This Soraya Kimali is drawing a strong, seems to me to be a very convincing connection between domestic violence and
mass violence.
And she goes down to basically, so it was reported that Mateen didn't have a history of like
homophobia, nor radical Islam. Yeah, which, I don't even know to what extent we should even talk about that, because it's just like, that was like his last little bid. Like, he never talked about it with anyone.
No,
had no connections to ISIS or anything like that. But in them, was just like, yeah, I pledge ISIS. By the shout out to my fam, ISIS.
Yo, ISIS, where you at? Where you at, fam?
That's pretty much what he did. And then, you know, ISIS just loves all violence. So we're like,
we see you, boy. We see you.
But really, he's just a homophobe.
Yeah, it's a shitty man.
Yeah, he's a homophobe and an abusive person.
Yeah. He did.
Well, he apparently called, when he called 911 to report the shooting, because I guess he wanted to go down in flames or whatever, he pledged allegiance to ISIS on that 911 call. But then has that audio been released?
Not that I know of.
Some conspiracy theorists are like, he didn't even say anything about ISIS.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
For some reason, in my mind, I'm just like,
you think someone would it makes sense that someone would falsely claim that he pledged allegiance to ISIS because they're fucking, Islamophobic. Yeah.
And want to easily, place the blame.
Yeah, I would not, I would not put this on radical Islam or being incentivized by, what do you call it?
He was so integrated in,
American
authoritarianism.
Yeah.
That I don't think he, I think he was just an authoritative type of person. Mm-hmm. Like, he wanted to be a police officer.
He wanted to be a police officer. He worked
for a security company.
Basically held his fucking wife captive.
Yeah.
His family had to come, and his ex-wife, his family had to literally, pull her out of his arms. It's like a, he seems like this guy. He seems
very
like
controlling person, physically, and then also ideologically, and that's why he had views on, well, men should be like this, not gay. And women should be like this. My hostage, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, so what this It's so hard to summarize because it's such a good article with many.
Yeah, you guys should actually just read the article.
Yeah, check
this
article out.
And it's called "In Orlando, as usual, domestic violence was the ignored red flag," or something like that.
Yeah,
I'll link it.
If he had reported, or if the family or she had felt safe reporting that he had been a domestic abuser, mm-hmm. He wouldn't have been able to get access to level of firearms
federally.
There's
mm-hmm. a federal law that says if you are like a reported domestic abuser or if somebody has a restraining order against you, you can't have access to a firearm. But then several states, that's not on the books.
I see.
And I don't know where state and federal law kind of like.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Like, would that have actually.
Yeah. So in some states, that would have actually been possible or whatever. And then also, like, whatever, even if he did have access to the
fire machine.
Like, there's just not any policy in place that's, like, looking at domestic abusers as potential mass shooters or whatever. And we have all this shit where we're tracking
correlation.
Where we're tracking fucking, like, Muslim people to prevent terrorism or whatever, but most mass shootings are just dudes. Angry-ass domestic violent dudes.
Who are worried about their status
Shouldn't
quo.
We fucking be tracking them?
I think we should be taking steps to change our own culture to make it less violent towards minority groups. Because,
mm-hmm.
it's like that whole debate where I think we're... I feel like things like when social news makes it to, like, CNN and, like, NBC, like, big outlets, when we had that whole debate about, oh, should domestic terrorism be considered terrorism?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think domestic terrorism should be called what it is, and that's what we should be focusing on. Like, if
they still dropped the ball on that, even in this situation, by the way. It was only called terrorism after that whole ISIS thing came out. Because at first it was just mass shooting. And then they were like, this has been confirmed as an act of terrorism. It would have been a fucking act of terrorism anyway, because 49 people just got shot to death.
Yeah.
And 59 people were also shot and injured and bleeding. And that's just a terroristic thing.
It's scary.
Yeah.
I would say it
strikes it is terrorism.
Terror in the hearts
yes.
of people.
Exactly.
So, terrorism.
It is, by definition, terrorism.
So basically the argument is that If you feel like comfortable and possessive enough to abuse like someone who you're with,
yeah, someone like who's very intimate in your life,
yeah, and you feel basically like you're justified
entitled to their life,
yeah,
whether
their
they live
life,
or die,
and to use force and violence against them,
mm-hmm.
You're likely to feel the same way in regards
towards people
to strangers.
You don't even know, yeah,
yeah,
makes sense to me.
It does, and it's just like again, it's the whole mental illness versus. Just a crazy man, or was he a homophobic man, or was he a whatever man? And it's like where people take out their violence is rooted in
oppression. Because I think this article also says that most or the majority of people who are injured in acts of mass violence
are women and
women.
Girls.
Yeah, and then that like goes into why are people. Women and girls more targeted, and she kind of starts talking about the link between misogyny and homophobia,
mm-hmm.
and how any hatred of like gay people in general is rooted, mm-hmm. or gay men specifically, is rooted in misogyny because you kind of just have a hatred for like
all things feminine.
Yeah.
So if a man is in any way feminine, he's not doing what you think a man should be doing,
mm-hmm.
which is being womanlike.
And you hate women.
And you hate and you hate women, and you hate that a man is being like that, therefore you hate gay men.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I don't think, I can imagine people saying that, oh, that takes away from the homophobia aspect, but I feel like that's a pretty clear definition of, like, homophobia.
Because, mm-hmm.
like, if men loving men was seen as masculine,
mm-hmm.
they'd never fucking...
It'd be great! There'd be no drink fucking, beer over it!
Because wouldn't that be, like, the ultimate, like, the most masculine thing is two men fucking.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
It's exactly. Like, no, yeah, it totally
I, man, will fuck another man.
It totally makes sense.
Men fucking city.
Yeah.
Men city.
Men fucking city, New York.
Manchester. Yeah. But that's why.
Manchester.
That's why I think we really need to be careful. And by we, this entire country,
mm-hmm.
from just the average everyday person
yeah.
to people who are making laws.
Yeah.
About how we portray gay people, how
mm-hmm.
we portray gender roles and gender norms.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just like saying, "Oh, girls do this, boys do this." Like
exactly.
As if
yeah.
it's
not only that you hate women; it's also that you feel the need to police what women do,
mm-hmm.
and then in turn, what gay men do.
Exactly,
because it's also none of your business. Like you could think that's disgusting. it would be terrible, but fuck you.
Exactly.
But you think that you have a right to say what someone should be doing.
To say and then to force them physically and violently.
Exactly, exactly.
Because everybody has told you that, hey, this is what that men is are. Okay. Yeah. And I don't, and you don't recognize that that's also you being policed by masculinity itself.
Totally.
Which
would be the case if, like, Omar Mateen was gay.
Yeah, exactly. And like, just because, like, someone is gay, you can still be gay and a homophobe.
Yeah, and perpetuate violence against other gay folks. People,
yeah. Because I keep thinking, like, I really enjoyed doing the research for the sex ed episode of this podcast, because it really shows the connection between people's education and the level of violence enacted against LGBTQ people. And it's like in schools where people know or have an understanding that gender is fluid or that gay people exist and are valid. And it's and it's like, yeah, it's as basic as that. People can be gay, people can be trans.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Yeah. You're less likely to fucking murder that person or assault or bully that person. And it's there was also a study, several studies found that also in states where gay rights aren't protected, like gay security on the streets, and like when if law is forced, like if there's an act of violence against gay people and it is taken seriously and upheld, the LGBTQ people, they have a better quality of life. Whereas
totally makes sense.
Yeah, because it's like if you feel safe,
my city's got my back.
Yeah, you're not going to feel anxious or depressed. That's why LGBTQ people have really high rates of depression and fucking anxiety, because you don't feel safe.
Yeah.
You don't feel loved. People fucking shit on you all the time, and you turn. And when you turn to your own fucking communities and try to have a safe space where you can be yourself and like surround yourself with the love and that you deserve and that's already there,
something like this
something
happens.
Horrible happens.
Yeah,
not painting.
And this is not the first attack on a gay safe haven either. Not the first instance.
Yeah, it's not it's not uncommon.
Yeah, it's not uncommon.
Or for people to be beaten up outside of exhibiting
behavior
in areas where it's like, I don't want to say, like, gay town, but just, like, gay districts. Like, there's, like, the Castro, I believe, in, like, San Francisco. It's, like,
the Village over here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or even people, like, going to meet. There's, like, several stories of people, like, gay people.
Going to meet up with someone else
and then either killing them or beating them up.
Yeah.
Because they felt uncomfortable.
Trans people who don't pass as cis.
Yeah.
Just being killed, which happens all the fucking time.
Just for doing what the fuck you do. And it's, like, you have to, I don't know, so when people are all like, oh, men should do this, and oh, that's gross, these little microaggressions.
You are a part of it.
You are the problem.
Yeah. We're all complicit.
Yeah. And you don't have to be, like, a fucking lawmaker or have, like, a really, super influential grip over an entire nation.
No, just be a decent human being.
Yeah. Someone says,
like, it does actually make a difference, and that's, like, where it starts, where people are like, what are next steps? What do we do?
Change yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's the voting. So it's, like, it's, I think it is, it's difficult to get civically engaged, and I think people, you know, start that process slowly and at your own rate, but, like, there, you can make a change and do something in your everyday life, in what you post. But just don't post hateful things. Keep your hate to yourself.
Yeah,
and when it's,
well, work on yourself. People. Work on why you feel hateful feelings towards certain groups of people.
I see. Yeah, if you are feeling hateful, assess that situation. Yeah,
work on that shit, man.
Yeah,
it's your problem.
And then also, I think an important part is showing love and support.
Yeah,
when, because you can't just assume that people are okay, like, just because they weren't in Orlando.
Yeah.
They might be real shaken.
Yeah, that's very scary. It's like when 9/11 happened, that was an attack on everybody in this country. So everyone equally felt like, damn, that could have been me or whatever. Or do I have a safe place anywhere? But specifically, that attack was on LGBT people. And I'm sure everyone in the community feels that way. Specifically, people of color and like Latin American or Latinx.
Yeah. So reach out to your friends.
Yeah.
Share things of support. Don't share stupid, dumb shit.
Are people sharing stupid, dumb shit about this?
I don't know.
Because that's where it's just like, I have to delete you ASAP.
That's why you have to delete anyone.
Yeah.
So, change starts with you. But it actually does. It's like, be the change you want to see in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you don't, if you want to change the world and you don't, like, I want to make it better, but I don't understand how. Stop being a dick, I guess. Yeah. It's like, what is the conclusion here?
It's fucked up.
Is that we can prevent incidents like this by being a more tolerant and like a more tolerant country, a more tolerant group of people. But then also, police reform is mad necessary too, because like you can't report certain forms of violence. People don't feel comfortable going to the police when there is violence. It's like the
when there is specifically domestic violence.
Yeah, domestic violence or sexual violence as well. Mm-hmm. It's like that's like the second most reported misconduct by police is sexual misconduct. Mm-hmm. Like, number one is brutality. Mm-hmm. So it's like.
Yeah, that's why women are scared to go to police.
Yeah.
So like, certain things. And if number one is brutality, it's like, well, my husband is beating me, but also he's my provider, and I don't want him to get shot by police in this situation, so I'm just not going to call.
Ah, oh, and that was another point. If the another angle of this was, like, gun control, people are just like, well, you know, if a guy has a gun or is, like, going to shoot you, like, why don't women just get more guns? Mm-hmm. And there's studies that show that women don't feel comfortable with guns in the house, because that's not how abuse works. Like, just because someone is acting violently towards you...
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're going to shoot him in the face. This is not a fucking Lifetime movie. Yeah. This is real life.
Yeah,
guys.
You're not an abuser.
Yeah.
You're being abused. That doesn't mean that you want to hurt somebody.
Exactly. And then also, if there's a gun in the house and you have an abusive husband who's going through all your shit, he's going to find the fucking gun. He's going to kill you with that gun.
Exactly. And it's, I think it's, if there is a gun in the home, it's like...
Or the women, kids can find the gun or something like that.
Yeah, accidental shootings. And it's like 5 times more likely that a woman will be killed.
If there's a gun in the home, yeah.
So, getting more guns is not gonna...
It's so stupid. It's just like...
And there's also another study. Gun you gotta up. Find this. But it was that, like... You just, more people are likely to die when there are more guns. Mm-hmm. Because it's just random untrained people with access to lethal force getting mad nervous. Like, you don't assess the situation.
That reminds me of when Sandy Hook happened and they were like, let's equip teachers and like preschool security guards with guns.
Like,
what in the fuck like, are you talking about? That's so stupid.
It's so far from a solution.
Imagine somebody with an AK-47 walking around a goddamn kindergarten classroom.
Yeah, that's like not the world that you're trying to go for.
Exactly.
Like, if that's your solution, your world is...
It's
like,
everybody's gonna get shot and killed. Yeah. We are all going to die.
Everyone.
Yeah.
That's how it feels right now. Like, me and John were talking about the idea of hell and how, like, some people are just like... I was saying that, like, people are just like, oh, this feels like a hell on earth. Hell is really already here in different pockets. Like, people think that, I mean, maybe your life is going okay, but, like, if were in Pulse or around Pulse, that's fucking hell.
That was hell on
earth. If, like, drones, like, if you're scared of clear days because drones could be flying over, that's hell on earth. So.
You're slowly being polluted by the water that you're drinking and showering in.
Oh, shit.
That's hell on earth.
That is, it's mad
hell. There's a lot of hell on earths.
This is a bad, bad world.
We are mad dark right
all
now.
All around me.
One note on guns again.
Yeah.
That gun that this guy used was fucking crazy.
What was it?
The AR-15.
What, tell me about it.
It's a fucking assault rifle that's, like, used in actual war. Oh, like, I don't agree with a war happening in general, but, like, you need to fuck some shit up, you need to fuck some shit up. Why do normal people have access to that?
Normal people should.
You don't need that for anything, ever.
You don't need that for hunting?
You don't need that for hunting. Like, it was so bad that, like, they said it was such a, like, the casualties were so high because, like, the gun is specifically meant to kill people. Like, it's supposed to, like, lodge into your tissue.
Oh, God.
Like, it's meant to wipe out massive amounts of people.
I see. So he was able to.
They used to sell that shit at Walmart. I think Walmart just took it out of stock.
That's crazy. I can't go to a Walmart that has guns are being sold. I'm not going there.
Is Utah the South?
Anywhere that's not New York City is the South for me. Even upstate New York shit is kind of crazy up there.
It is.
It's like KKK pockets
up there. I'm mad worried for my little brother. Like, he said he was going upstate, and I was just like,
that's not Queens.
Yeah.
Certain parts of Queens will fuck you up. Howard Beach used to be mad racist.
Long Island as well is not a...
Everywhere is fucked.
Except...
My home. Live.
Yeah, except my house.
Yeah, exactly.
But also not everybody's home. And police just stroll up into people's homes and kill you. I have to look into the NRA because I feel like there are just a bunch of...
They are trying to... Oh, what did that article say? That there is a law in place that says that if you are convicted... Are they trying to remove that law?
They're trying to loose... Oh, it's in here. Law? That's in here. Hold on. I will find
it. What the fuck is the NRA?
Here we go. What's more? Gun rights activists are trying to... Oh, sorry.
Hold on.
National Rectum...
Rectum
Assessment
ass.
Service.
You got a rectum ass. Don't be all... Yeah, but you have an extra rectum ass.
Extra assy.
A-S.
Oh, here we go. Gun rights activists are trying to overturn a 1996 amendment to a federal law that says it's illegal for a person who's been convicted of domestic violence misdemeanor to buy or own a gun.
What is up with that? What could possibly be your reasoning for that, other than the fact that you want to sell guns to people to make more money?
That's all it is. You want to make it easier for people to get guns easily. I saw another really great, like, chart. It was, like, number of states where you can get a gun without ID, and mm-hmm. it was like a lot of states. Mm-hmm. Number of places where you can vote without ID, nowhere. Nowhere.
Quite interesting.
Yeah.
Quite interesting.
So it's easier for someone to
what buy do you prioritize?
Selling guns. Capitalistic gains. Because that's all I can see. Like, unless we're like the NRA has some sort of special knowledge and vision for this country, it's like real planned out. It's like once everyone has a gun, all violence will end because the threat of violence will be forever.
Yeah, looming. Like if they've done some studies or something like
they're
that.
They're like, but once we sell all the guns, we can pay to have them recalled, bury all of them.
It's all for the greater good.
Yeah,
I believe us, guys. Just stick with us a little bit longer. One mass shooting a week. That's all. Don't worry. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
It's
how many mass shootings?
It's like
at least two.
That is terrible.
And that's a lot.
Also, three women are killed a week in domestic violence.
That's a lot of women.
Yeah.
It's an absurd number. Mass shootings.
And women being, and like, men being violenter is, like, encouraged.
That's about 5.5 mass shootings per week.
Fuck? And it's like, so terrible.
According to that.
Mm-hmm. And then if you consider gun, like, where people just one... three or less people are killed with a gun.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
Yeah. It's the fact that three women are being killed a day.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
And you don't feel safe enough to go anywhere.
Another thing I liked about that article was that the woman was like, well, first of all, just as a society, because I always do this, as a society, we should just care about the fact that women are being killed and abused in the home. Mm-hmm. But then she was like, you know, even if you don't care about that, if mass shootings are what scares you, realize that, like, what happens in the private plays out in the public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't care... Exactly. If something about someone's private life mm-hmm. says that they could go kill a whole bunch of people, you should care.
Yeah, time to take concern, because that could be you.
Ah.
You shouldn't just care about things because that could be you, if you were a decent-ass human being. But even if that is your motivation...
If you're a piece of dick... Then.
Not even an actual dick, because we like dick over here.
We
at the
do.
Uprising.
It's
you're a falling off chunk of dick that's rolled in the dirt.
Then what was the conclusion?
Getting way too inside.
And lastly, it's considering violence against women a form of terrorism.
Yeah,
which I think
terrorism and also a hate crime.
Yeah, exactly. Because then you can. I didn't know that was a thing, but whenever, like, violence happens, it has mm-hmm. to be coded as something. Mm-hmm. So it's not a lot of research being done into violence against women and people of color, trans people. Mm-hmm. Like, if these things are, like, kept track of, you can get a better, like, understanding of the scope and scale.
Yeah.
And you can figure out, like, the factors, and you can start to fight this issue. But mm-hmm. first, you have to think of it as a fucking problem.
Yeah, in the first
recognize
place.
It as such, and then have law enforcement trained to handle it. Mm-hmm. But then you can, like, save people's lives.
Yeah.
Have a less scary world.
Yeah. Be great if we could look at all of these things, because these fucking, like, mass shootings happen so often, and it's the same goddamn conversation where it's like, how could this happen, and why are we the only society in which this happens, and people are, like, writing literature about the factors that play into it, and what, are we just gonna ignore it again?
Every single
like, did
time.
Anyone even, besides Democracy Now! And that Rolling Stone article, did anyone even talk about that shit? And, like, random black feminists that I follow on Facebook?
Yeah, who is? And it's always, like, thoughts and prayers. I think it was the governor of Orlando who mm-hmm. said...
Governor of Florida. Or mayor of Orlando.
No, just kidding. Some
Someone,
it
some non-existent...
It was just like, what's governor. The best thing we can do?
He looks so weird.
Send your... He does. He's a piece of...
His eyes have no life! He's a piece of...
Because he was saying... But when people were just like, let's not politicize this moment, or let's just send your prayers,
how
that's the best you can do.
How could you not politicize it?
It's political.
He targeted a gay club.
With an assault rifle that
right.
a lot of people...
There's so many things! There's so many things! It's a political situation.
It's just like, oh,
you're a fucking politician!
You don't
want you to hold our goddamn hand? I'll go to church for that shit! What
yeah.
the fuck?
You're so right!
You better make it political!
That's your fucking job. Oh, you have to... Samantha Bee, if you guys don't know about Sam Bee, TBS show, she goes in the first 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
of this fucking, of the first, she's just like, she tears him, I guess,
a new one.
A third asshole, because he has a second asshole.
That's his mouth.
His mouth is...
He also has asshole for eyes, those weird, and ears. Just, what are his eyes?
So his mouth, nostrils, ears.
His whole body's an asshole.
Yeah, his major, his pores, each and every single pore on his body.
So many assholes.
Is just leaking, just like hemorrhoid leaking, holes.
Ew.
So fuck this man.
Yeah, fuck Rick Scott. Fuck Omar Fateen. Or is it Mateen?
Mateen.
Yeah. Fuck homophobes.
Yeah.
Fuck domestic abusers.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck transphobes. Mm-hmm. Fuck all pieces of shit.
All pieces of dick.
All pieces of dick.
You're all fucked.
You might remember this guy dubbed the hot criminal or prison bay. Jeremy Meeks shared some new modeling pictures this week. He was released from prison a few months ago after serving time.
A couple of years ago, you guys might remember that there was a very attractive man whose mugshot went viral. He became known as Prison Bay, also known as the Fine Felon, which I never called him that, but whatever. His name is Jeremy Meeks. Yeah, he's like, I guess he's like half black, half white, blue eyes.
Tattoos.
Tattoos everywhere. Ugh, buzz cut. Tattoos. This piercing look that says, I will fuck you right, baby. I will fuck you right. And I might kill you in the process, but that's okay.
But you'll feel great.
Yeah, so he went viral 2 years ago, went to jail for the reason that he was taken, that mugshot was taken or whatever. What did he do?
It was like a possession of
felony weapons charges. Convicted and sentenced to 2 years in prison. I guess that coupled with time served, because he was like sentenced in February of 2015, that coupled with time served ended up being like 27 months behind bars in total. But since February 2015, he only served 16 months, just got out, and now he's a fucking model.
Yeah, check out his Instagram.
Yeah.
Just look up Jeremy Meeks.
Yeah, I think it is just Jeremy Meeks.
It's hot.
Represented by Jim Jordan of White Cross Management. So it's legit. He released a headshot where he's like wearing a Golden State hat and stuff.
Ooh,
like that.
Yes. Oh my God.
He's a Golden State fan. So hot.
And he was also washing dishes shirtless, looking back like he was talking to somebody. And I was just like, ah, I see every muscle of your body.
You're not talking to anybody.
No,
but you are
just
sexy.
Flexing for me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's all just for me.
It's when models give you gifts. It's like, thank you for sharing your body with me.
I like when these bays go viral because it shows, like, everybody thinks that, like, only guys, like, straight guys are thirsty, but it shows how thirsty women are and stuff like that.
You're so right.
This man was going to prison for, like, a felony, and women were, like, hitting him up, like, yeah, I can change you. I can reform you. But he is reformed because apparently he has a wife and they've been together for like 6 years.
Oh, interesting.
And he dropped out of the gang life a long time ago, but only carried a weapon for protection.
Oh,
you know, so the fucking police.
Yeah, it's out of context.
They fucked him up.
Oh, well.
But not in the modeling days.
Yeah.
Best thing that ever happened. No, out, not
exactly. Like,
so,
that one rare
instance.
He got
very lucky.
He got mad lucky. He has just won the genetic lottery, you know?
Yeah.
Just mad good.
Yeah.
He used to be a Crip. To match his eyes.
And that's where we'll end it.
Blue. Yeah.
We support the Crips here at Slim. No, I'm just kidding.
More of a blood girl myself. Yeah, he was a Crip. He was part of the Northside Gangsta Crips. California. He was booked in Stockton, so he's in that area.
Okay.
Very attracted to the Yakuza tattoos.
Me too.
They're so
hot. I'm a member of Yakuza.
I will find one.
You gotta live mad dangerous for like a couple of months.
Just to have sex with a member of the Yakuza. Like they could be doing, they could be raping people. I'm just like.
They probably are.
Just like, your tattoos. I don't mean any of this, but at the same time.
I excuse it. Just for this one night.
If there could be one man who's.
Imagine if a Yakuza member's dick is tattooed.
What?
Or like his balls are tattooed.
Yes! I would enjoy sucking on a tattooed dick.
Me too.
That will be so fun. There's a lot of fun to be had there.
All right, so you guys heard it here first. Interpol Uprising wants to fuck a member of Yakuza.
Or if there's someone who got the Yakuza tattoos.
They're going to be killed.
But just
you can't false claim like that.
No, just don't live where the Yakuza reside.
They're everywhere.
Are they?
They're everywhere.
No. Come to Long Island.
I feel like they're there. I feel like they have somewhat of a stronghold there.
Yakuza impersonator.
That one guy, he's getting mad pussy.
Just come see me. Get some really great henna done. You know, I think I have a tattoo thing.
Yeah.
Like a full body tattoo.
Tattoos are hot.
Oh, man.
All right, moving on.
Up next.
To another bae. So this is a guy named Nana Kwame, and he's going viral for being the African bae. So basically, Nana Kwame is this Jamaican guy who sells purple moss on his website. Who the fuck knows or cares why he does that? Apparently has medicinal properties or something like that.
Why is he so interested in purple moss?
Because he's making money.
It's the fact that he's so busy grinding, selling this purple moss.
No, he's also a nurse.
Okay.
Yeah, that's to say. I too thought that the purple moss was his main source of income, and I was like, what the fuck is he living off of?
Like, if your side hustle is purple moss, why?
At least it's not like purple haze, you
it's
know?
Also interesting he's that straight and narrow. They call him the African Bay. He's Jamaican.
He's Jamaican, yeah.
Seems racist to me.
I mean, he was wearing Ghanaian clothes in the picture that went viral.
He's
and that's
not
why
an African man.
We are all African men, in theory. But yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Also, he's changed his name. I think his actual name is Kwame Gordon because that's his Facebook URL.
Oh, okay.
But Nana, what does Nana mean again? Several men named like Nana Kwame.
Isn't that the day? Oh, no, but everybody can
no, Kwame is like born on a Friday or something.
Oh, okay,
like that.
Yes, I don't remember what the Nana is.
Nana so. Is like some shit that people explained to us in Ghana that we forgot.
We
sorry,
just
guys.
Didn't remember.
Says the girl with an African tattoo on her back. Okay. I know nothing.
Google.
Basically, he posted this picture where he's like in African garb and he's just sitting in, I don't know, Red Hook, somewhere in New York City, the meatpacking district. And he captioned it, "This is how I quote-unquote pull up and quote-unquote stunt in the city, LOL." Then he king emoji, sun, star, fire, 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 hashtag fly Africans, hashtag Entama game is sick. I guess that's what he's wearing. Uh-huh. Hashtag royal, hashtag Nana Kwame. The fact that he hashtagged himself.
Nana Kwame. There are other Nana Kwames out there, obviously. This is a community of Nana Kwames. They're growing.
The Nana Kwame we met in Ghana was a pervert. He kissed my neck.
Oh.
I was saying bye. He kissed my neck.
That is
And
very,
I didn't know what to do, so I just sat creepy. There and stood, like, stared into space like, okay, I'm not going to look at you. Please leave. Yeah. Please leave. But he was still there.
How does it end?
Kissing my
he
neck.
He remained.
Yeah.
That is creepy. Don't kiss a girl's neck unless she wants
yeah,
that.
Yeah, fuck that, Nana Kwame.
It's not how you seduce people.
No, it's not. Ew. We weren't even in a sexual situation.
Oh, my God. Don't kiss people unless they
don't
want
touch
to be
people.
Kissed.
Don't touch people at all, really.
Keep your
but definitely don't kiss me. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Your lips!
Stay 20 feet away from us.
Exactly.
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 Unless invited
over. Exactly. Oh, then congrats on your marriage, mother.
Yeah. I don't know. So, in response to this picture that he posted, it went viral on Facebook or whatever, and he got all these thirsty comments. One woman said, I'd prepare spice goat for him 2 times a day.
That's so funny to me.
That's hilarious to me. Like, I'll just become your African bride.
It's just like, why don't you just make a huge pot of, like, rice? And a huge pot of like spiced goat.
Yeah, why are you making it 2 times a day? It's just saying strategic. Like I will do it for
I
you
know,
2 times a day.
Just be strategic. You can still be that wife you want to be and not like be cooking spiced
I must
goat.
Prove to him.
Yeah.
I must prove it. He also got nudes in his inbox, which I feel like he doesn't deserve that. He was surprised by it. He's also very he did a interview on Essence and he's very passive about it all. Like, he's like, oh, you know, I'm too busy selling my purple moss. I haven't been able to check the messages. I don't know how viral it really is. Can you guys tell me? Nigga.
It seems
every
fake.
Time somebody shares that shit, you get a notification
exactly.
on Facebook.
You
your
know.
Facebook is blowing up.
Yeah.
Nobody's blowing up your purple moss shit. Nobody's buying that. No one is buying that shit.
Oh.
Whatever.
It's like $22 for purple moss. Like, how do I take care of
what
that?
What the fuck do I do with it?
Just grow it.
It's supposed to help your alkaline body. This nigga's a hotep. Sorry, guys. African Bay is a hotep.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Let's talk about what he's looking for in a woman.
Oh, okay. So he said to Essence, be yourself. I like natural women. What the fuck does that
exactly,
mean?
Exactly, because that's just
that means
like
nothing.
It could be no makeup. Your hair has to be certain. Like, when people say natural, it's loaded.
Yeah.
It's such a loaded
It is
term.
Very loaded. But also, at the same time, it means absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not an artificial woman. Like, I'm a human being.
Yeah.
I'm an organic substance.
Yeah.
I wasn't manufactured in a lab.
Or were you? You could be the first
no,
of
I
many.
No, I am not a natural woman. Spoiler alert. I'm sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys.
A woman who knows herself. She's confident, semicolon. She's African-centered. Why is there a semicolon there?
I don't know.
Are they in line with each other?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
This was bad grammar.
Also, she's African-centered.
What? It's the fact, be yourself, but also, I'm not an African-centered person.
Right.
I'm not going to be African-centered.
You're right.
I'm not going to
be African-centered unless I'm from Africa. That's the only way that that's going to happen. You know? Unless like, you can have Pan-African ideals, which I do, but I just can't be African-centered.
That's
me appropriating someone else's, not even nationality, continentality.
Yeah.
Not even people in Africa are African-centered. It's a huge place.
It is.
The fuck?
You could be, like, mad American-like in Ghana.
Yeah.
Which many people were. It's like, the thing that made you African was the fact that you were African.
Yeah, the fact that you were born on the continent of Africa.
Makes you African.
I'm just thinking about, like, French Montana.
Oh, the fact that he's from Morocco? Yeah, he's African-centered. she's about her community and family.
What if I'm not? What if I'm estranged from my family and community?
What if I don't have a family? Mm. What if my community is actually against me?
Exactly.
It's all energy that gets transmitted in a single moment when you encounter somebody. That's fucking bullshit. Yeah. He gets this all from looking at somebody for 1 second.
You care
I can
about
see
your family.
You're African-centered. I can read it in your vibes. If you're that woman, you'll get my attention. Which means no woman ever gets his attention. He likes bitches with afros and big titties. That's what he really
queen.
Likes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's a natural woman. Her each one tit, the left tit is the moon. The right tit is the sun.
That is hilarious.
That's what it is.
Her skin is so smooth and soft. Meanwhile, she has all this fucking foundation on. You just don't know.
And
but
she's
so natural.
Because she's real
she's
good at
so
it.
She's so natural.
Yeah.
Fuck African bae.
Yeah, that's... Moral of the story?
We don't like
Gaffney. Bullshit.
Nah, but he's hot though.
He is hot.
I would fuck him.
I don't know if
but
I
also
would.
Fuck him.
It depends on like he can't talk
if he's
much.
Good. I hope he doesn't talk
he
much.
He can't say much because if he's
imagine he tries to like just shove purple moss into your pussy.
Hold on, before I finger you, can I dip my
I,
fingers
I
in
I need
moss?
To cleanse it.
Or you have sex in a bed of purple moss.
Oh god. It's all fucked up.
He is also a nurse. It's just like that gynecologist who was just like, I heal people with earth, wind, fire.
I just forgot about that kid.
Just being a nurse.
Natural methods.
Yeah,
about him. I wonder how he's doing. We gotta get him on this podcast.
He didn't go to jail, right?
Dr. Love. I don't know. His bail was paid, so he's probably on trial right now. Mm-hmm. Or like his trials in the future.
We have to call and interview him. We can get him.
We can. Once I would like to have you ladies on my podcast as well. Oh, we didn't know you had a podcast. I've had it for 6 years.
Like, oh, okay, sweet. Jesus.
That's it for fuck that. Now on to fuck it. Today we're talking about
virginity.
Touched
for the very first time. What the fuck is virginity?
Mm.
Because, like, if it is really touched for, like, the first time... Like, there's, like, finger. I have, like, several virginities. There's your lipginity, which is, like, a big deal for me in high school because I didn't kiss anybody in high school. I didn't kiss anybody in high school. Then there's your fingering virginity, your blowjob, giving and receiving virginity.
Head,
yeah. There's your mouthginity.
Mm-hmm.
Your mouth is a hole.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot.
And that, what else? Penetrating.
Your anal virginity.
Exactly. That porn star. Who's that porn star you were saying?
Aurora Jolie is a virgin... to her vagina, but she does anal porn for a living.
Yeah. There's something just... The vagina is supposed to be so sacred.
It's sacred. It's pure.
Which is... You know, that's just another way of policing
women's bodies. Or female-bodied people. Yeah, so what is virginity? Yeah, it's a...
I think it's what...
Sexual activity in that place for the first time, but really people just classify it as sex. Penis and vagina sex for the first time.
Which doesn't make that much sense, because if there's two dicks or two vages.
Yeah.
And it's also, like, is a lesbian gonna as a virgin for the rest of her life?
Taking it in a dark place. What if you're raped? Is that you losing your virginity? Because that sucks, you know?
Yeah.
Or sexually assaulted.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I think your virginity is personal, whatever you want to call it.
Well, does it need to exist as a concept?
I don't see anything
right
wrong
now. It just
with,
serves as a.
There's like a time before you're sexually active in a way that you have control and autonomy over, and a time after you are sexually active.
Okay.
But you know,
but there's just
need
so
to be,
much in terms of being sexually active. Like it was your first sexual thing ever.
Like that's what I mean. Like that could
like
I think
fingered?
that can be your like
masturbating. Do you lose your virginity then?
Interesting.
Watching porno, cyber sex, Skype sex, phone sex.
Is virginity real?
It's not real. It's a social construct. It is a social construct, though. Yeah. That doesn't mean that we don't have to I care about it.
It's whenever you decide you're not a virgin anymore, then you're not a virgin.
Well, I'm still a virgin in that case.
And then
I'll always be one.
And hence, you're a virgin for life.
Okay.
I think you just got to make sure, if a person's like, oh, are you a virgin? You just got to be like, what do you mean when you ask me that?
And then they're going to be like, that's a big hoe we're dealing with here.
Fuck you mean, what do I mean? Yeah, no, I guess that's always hard being, like, when you just deconstruct things, it's nothing exists. Yeah, so we have nothing to talk about now.
Oh, no.
It's a concept that doesn't
Well, happen. we can talk about the concept that everybody usually takes and calls virginity. What was the first time you lost your virginity? The first time. As opposed to the second time you lost your virginity.
So I lost my, and you know what, I started using the term sexual debut.
Good.
To talk about.
Sounds mad cheesy.
Yeah, it's also from Lacey Green of YouTube and now MTV.
Mm-hmm.
She was just like, yeah, it's very like gendered. It's just like the woman loses something, or like you're losing or giving something up.
Yeah, why is it losing your virginity?
Yeah, it's more like you're experiencing something new.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's the end of time when it's like a. Like hamburger virginity, like the first time you ever have a hamburger, you mm-hmm. like you're not losing anything.
You're gaining hamburgers into your life.
Yeah, so my
a beautiful thing.
I love hamburgers. So my sexual debut was made upon it was summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been, I think it's like maybe 3 years ago. Definitely in college.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe my sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
Was I living with my boyfriend? I don't think I was living with him, but I was with my current boyfriend now,
mm-hmm.
Jablon Bear-Kanicki. and we were having a hard time. We had attempted sex several times,
mm-hmm.
But it was a mix between like him not getting it up, my vagina being infected. Mm-hmm. It was just never right.
Yeah.
And we were gonna go to this party, and I was just like, I don't know if I was like this or we were like this. I was just like, let's do it.
Were you drinking?
No.
Oh, you were just horny for each other.
I was. Let's go.
Hot and heavy. Was he a virgin?
No.
Okay.
He was not.
Okay.
He had been around the block.
He had literally walked around the block.
And fucked several people as he had gone. And I remember, like, the moment it went in. Like, I remember the sensation.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me the sound that comes to mind is...
Wow.
I don't know why.
Was that the sound?
No.
Okay.
I was just like, ah, it's in here. It's in here. It's in.
Tennis. And it was, yes.
It was just like a feeling of, like, success. Because we'd been trying, you know.
Mission accomplished.
And we high-fived afterwards.
That's really cute.
But it was, like, cool. It was nice. Like, ah, hey.
That's very nice.
And then we had sex several times that night.
Wow.
At the party. We tried to have sex on the street.
Wow.
But it was difficult to do. These are people.
How did your vagina feel?
Fine. Yeah. Felt
nice.
Fine.
That's good.
Went to get condoms, used them, and then had to go back and get more. And the guy who sold them to us was
very
like
active.
Laughing behind. Like, he's trying to keep a straight face, but it was just like we were just
crazy
there
kids.
And sex in a staircase. Yuck. Mm-hmm. And it was fun.
Yeah. You actually told the story on the phone.
I know.
That's okay.
That's the first night.
First
time I was fingered, though, was sooner than that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, weird. It hurt a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it was actually the first time I came with someone else.
Like fingers up your vagina,
yes.
Or playing on your clitoris?
Both. It was both.
Okay.
It was a both. Oh no! No, that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
First time fingers were in my vag,
mm-hmm.
And like I did come, but it's like when I didn't really know what it was like to have like an orgasm,
sexual
when
orgasm.
Like finger something was inside of me,
mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. I didn't know. I didn't know that I had come. I was like, oh, interesting.
I'd like to talk about the. Societal and friendship pressures that you had felt, if at all,
oh.
In regards to losing your virginity.
It was living in the dorms was interesting because you could hear people having sex loudly.
You could. Those were paper thin walls. I apologize to everyone on my floor.
You're the fucking problem, Seth.
I don't hold back.
Hey.
He's killing me! Please help! And then somebody knocks on the
it's
door.
Like,
nah,
you okay?
Fine.
No, it's just as
everything's fine.
Just as dick. I definitely felt like in high school there was a lot of pressure.
Interesting.
I don't know why. College,
okay.
Not
were
so much.
Were people like that? People like, did you lose your V card?
When people
did you lose your V card?
It was more like people who had made their sexual debuts. They mm-hmm. were like, oh, she's getting down. Even it was just like people.
You
were,
mean you viewing other people like that?
Yeah.
Or people viewing. Okay.
It was yeah. It's me and like other people. It was like a big deal when people had sex. They were promiscuous and it was like, oh, she she knew
in
what
high
she was
school?
Like. In it's really started in middle school.
Okay. Yeah.
But like high school was when I like middle school I was still like not giving a fuck about much.
Yeah.
And then like high school even that it's really hard to track. Now middle school.
Was when people were judged.
Yeah.
Or it was like a big deal in
high
school.
That's when I remember.
High school kind of just seemed like everybody was fucking.
I wasn't fucking in high school. I felt left out.
For not fucking, really?
Yeah. Wow. Wanted to have sex, but I was just like.
No one will have sex with me.
Nobody will have sex with me.
Oh, no. Sure, there were people who would have sex with you, you know.
Yeah.
It's just an awkward time.
There were. I just was. I'm glad that I didn't, though, because I didn't have much sexual information. And I was also very Christian at the time, so I was like...
Yeah, that would have been a conflict of interest. Happen. Yeah,
it's like I was also not going to have sex, but also I really wanted to have sex with people.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's like, where was I going to go?
So true, right?
What was I going to do?
What home?
Yeah,
what place?
Parents were not fucking around with that. Mm-hmm. I once told my mom I had a crush. I had a crush on this guy, and she just started rattling pregnancy statistics.
All right. Now we've just become an episode of... saying things we've always said.
Sorry, this is just my life.
Everything you've ever said has already been said. Whoops. Let me go into my first time.
Wait, Sam, tell me about your first time.
Thanks, man. I think my first time, I was setting rules and stuff like that. I don't know how many of my friends have been fucking, but I never felt pressured by anybody to, like, start fucking or anything like that. People were just having sex. And Akeem was, like, my first real boyfriend or whatever. At first, I was like, we have to be in love. But I was also like, or at least has to be 6 months. Like, I was just a horny bitch, you know?
Whatever right, comes
if,
first.
If that doesn't happen, it'll be six months. And then one time, it was like on one of his friend's birthday, who's also my friend now. But we like said, I love you. And it was really sweet. And it was very hot in my room or whatever. And then that just opened up the floodgates to like fuck city or whatever.
So fuck before, city, bitch.
Before
fuck
that,
city.
It was like, I don't think head ever happened. But it was like, he would like suck on my titties and stuff like that.
That's nice.
But after the I love you thing, it was like, all right, let's start trying. Let's get the wheels in motion. So he would like, I don't know why I want to say peg. He would like stick the tip of his dick in my pussy.
Oh my gosh.
But I wasn't like ready for it to fully go in. So that should happen for like a month or something like that. So really, that was probably when I lost my virginity, right? Like if we're talking about penis and vagina.
It didn't go in that
and that's
deep,
losing
though.
Your So what is virginity? That's why it's nothing.
It's nothing. It's
that's
nothing.
Why it's absolutely nothing. So that was probably when it like really happened.
The man has to come.
Is that what it is?
That's like the
so male centric. So yeah. Male centric. But okay, so one time we were on his bed and that whole thing was happening or whatever, and I was like, I think I'm ready.
Just come on in.
And I think he was like, maybe I'm misremembering. I think he was like on top of me and it hurt. So I was just like, all right, no, never mind. And then I was on him, and you know when you're just like on top of somebody and you're just getting all freaky or whatever. Getting all freaky. Maybe he did fully put it in, and then I was just on him. This was 7 years ago. I do not fucking remember. But somehow I got on him, and then I was, like, riding his dick, and that was, like, the first day, or hour at least, that a dick had fully been in my vagina. And I thought that it would, or I was led to believe that it would hurt if you rode the penis your first time.
That's also what
I was always like, that's a feat. Look what I did. But I don't even think it matters.
Someone said that, like, you're better off riding the D the first time.
Really?
Because you can control, like, how deep it goes in, whereas if it's the guys going in, it's just...
Mm-hmm.
You just have less control over it.
Okay. I do remember feeling like, this is fucking amazing. What is this? So crazy. So cool.
Missing out.
There's a thing in here. I don't know. It just felt really good and, like, different. Because I've never been in the camp to put fingers in my vagina. It's happened a couple of times. But I didn't even use dildos. So just the onset of the dick was like, wow.
Yeah, having a thing in there.
Yeah, wow.
It's like, I wonder, like, going from someone who did masturbate with dildos to a dick, seems like it probably isn't, like, what's the...
Yeah, there's not much
it's
of
like,
a
what's
difference.
It's, like, the mystery. But, you know, it's a person.
Yeah, it's a person it's attached a person. To it, but whatever.
It's a whole person.
Nah, just a dick. But, yeah, I don't know. It was an amazing feeling. I like that. I like the rush of it. Anyway.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. It was definitely a fun time. Mm-hmm. First time getting head. Do you remember that?
Nope. I remember one of the first times I told this story, so I'm not going to tell it again. But Akeem was just like, Can you shave down there?
Oh, no. That's painful.
You
told
him.
Huh?
I think you did.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell it again, but yeah.
Did I say the first time I got head?
I don't know. Probably. When, probably on the head episode.
When John was... Oh, probably. Mm-hmm. John was like, may it go down on you? Something like that. Is
there oh, that's very nice.
And it was just like... Yeah.
I remember you being like, I knew it was going to happen today.
I did know it was going to happen. Okay, I just I went over there like, today's the day.
That's nice.
I don't know why I knew.
Hmm.
But I did.
Just he was just doing subtle messages. He was like doing the EU outside while talking.
Just, like,
just sending you tongue emojis. No, those there. Didn't exist at that time.
Just grinding against the sink.
Grinding against the sink? Is that a thing?
That's funny.
Like giving a blowjob.
Mm-hmm. My first time.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I'm sorry. I really don't remember.
Sam is an old hoe.
This was all like 7 years ago.
Yeah, no, it's kind of hard. Mine was, I think it was definitely in college. Mm-hmm. It was definitely in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being like...
Oh, this all happened when I was 16, by the way.
Ah, I see. Wow. Yeah.
16 going on 17.
She's a classic hoe.
I still haven't lost my anal virginity yet.
Neither have I.
Well, one time. See, and then it's just like accidents, you know? Like, what is virginity? Like, one time, Keem's dick went too far.
Into your anus?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I had a hard time walking.
Oh, I remember for, like, several that. Days. You told me about bruised. That. No.
So did I
How
lose my anal
How many inches
virginity?
Of his dick
I don't,
were in your
I don't
anus?
Care. I don't care. I don't want to know.
I don't care, remember?
I was sitting on top of him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was just like... Like, things were just misaligned. It was off track.
It was off track. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that really hurt. So maybe I'm not an anal virgin.
Nope.
Whatever that means.
You know, I've had a butt plug up there.
Okay. See?
Pointy-ass butt you? Plug.
Oh, yes. The pointy
oh,
butt plug.
In terms of... I was very religious, so, like, losing my virginity was kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I do remember... I didn't feel, like, super guilty afterwards, but I did mm-hmm. remember I was like, ah, can't undo that.
And well, sometimes people become, like, born-again virgins, right?
Really?
And what
Where they, like, is restore their purity?
Yeah.
Which makes... I don't know what
this
that means.
This doesn't make any sense, then.
I don't know what
but
that
you
means.
Can become, a re-virginate yourself.
Yeah.
In some communities.
Yeah.
In some.
Also, medically, apparently, you can get a... What is it called?
A hymen?
A hymen transplant or something like that?
I don't want
synthetic hymen.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, somebody else's hymen.
Well, tell us about the hymen, for those who don't know, by the way.
Remember when I said I couldn't?
You're better than me.
So basically, the hymen is just like a flap of skin somewhere up in the vaginal area.
Before the cervix? After the cervix?
It's definitely not after the cervix. These ignorant hoes try to inform us. If you guys, so we're going to butcher the hymen and you have to come in and comment and fix this misinformation.
Yeah, some fucking doctors.
But basically, not everybody's hymen fully covers their opening.
Good.
Not everybody's hymen fully covers their opening, mm-hmm. and it can be like misplaced or broken,
mm-hmm.
oftentimes by just sports, riding a bike.
Yeah.
So like, if like there's places where they do virginity tests to see if a woman's hymen is intact,
mm-hmm.
it just might not be intact.
Yeah, from just living your fucking
from
life.
Masturbating. As well,
the reason why I didn't use tampons was because I was scared that it would break my hymen.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that it would really, really hurt. Mm. But I don't think tampons go up that far.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Like, how deep is the vagina? 5 to 6 inches. How long is the standard tampon? I don't
it's
know.
It's definitely not 5 to 6 inches.
Yeah, it's little. It's little.
It's very small.
Little cute piece of cotton.
Yeah.
Covered in
they
cancerous
are
juices.
Cute. Oh, no.
It is. You gotta use sponges.
That's not gonna happen. Gosh, you gotta use the purple sea moss. And it becomes red sea moss.
Jeez.
And he's like, women aren't supposed to have their periods.
Should women
She's unclean.
Shit. What else?
These are questions that we ask.
You're at the Internet Uprising.
I just don't... I think virginity is...
If you're a lesbian and you've never had a sexual experience with a man, and you never will have a sexual experience with a man, hopefully things go right, like you're not raped or whatever. I don't know how else to say that. Are you a virgin?
No, because you've had sexual... It's also because of what people classify as sex.
Exactly.
You know, not just virginity, but, like, if sex to some people is purely a man coming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the idea that, like, oh, we didn't really have sex, I didn't come.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
That
like,
is a lot of bullshit.
John and I, he's just not come a few times. I'm just like, I'm a little sore now.
Right.
Or I'm like, whoof, boy, am I tired.
That reminds me of
something. I'm the worst.
No, you're not. When it's done, it's done. You're just like, get the fuck off me.
Oh, no, I'm not like that.
Let's just end this relationship. End it all.
Just get out and then get out. That's so sad. Aww. Where are we going with that?
Mm. The man coming. That being sex.
Nah, that's not sex. Yeah. Because, like, people don't consider... Some people would think that lesbians are virgins their whole lives.
Yeah.
Then, why isn't lesbianism...
It's a mad male-centric world.
Why isn't being a lesbian okay, then? Because it keeps women real pure.
They're pure. It
keeps women real fucking pure.
That's so true. But then also there's, like, strap-ons and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So is that when a lesbian really loses her virginity? Virginity's dumb.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. The Virgin Mary, was she a virgin?
No.
Apparently not.
She wasn't a fuck. That doesn't make any sense.
I wonder if Virgin Mary is just a...
She had other kids.
Wow. Before Jesus?
I don't know about before, but certainly after.
Okay. So like, then she's like just Jesus not the
had,
virgin.
Like, brothers and sisters.
Ah, you're right.
But also, not to shit on people who want to not have sex until marriage.
Oh, no.
Because that's A-OK
as
there
are benefits to, like, saving yourself. I hate that phrasing. There are benefits to withholding... There are benefits to not having sex. There are benefits to not having sex for a certain reason. Like, if you want to be more emotionally connected to a person, or just, like, more emotionally stable within yourself, or... whatever type of stable.
That's A-OK.
Yeah.
And, you know, you shouldn't feel pressured to have sex, and you shouldn't give in to a pressure just because...
Definitely not.
Because then you're gonna feel shitty. You're going to feel like you wasted something that you value.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And it's really about... It's your body, and it's what you value. And if you want to wait...
Yeah.
Then go for it. And if you don't want to wait, just be prepared and safe.
I wouldn't say you should definitely have your first sexual encounter with someone that you, like, love, per se, or... you're married to or whatever, but at least have that person respect your body.
Yes.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
I think that's like the only grounds that I would say.
Yeah, someone you
trust. Someone respect your body and like a situation that you feel comfortable in.
I agree.
And that you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't want somebody to hurt you.
Yeah.
Be fingering you mad hard. Just someone who's just like looking out for your pleasure as well.
Lucas just did a really weird thing with his finger.
Oh, stop!
God. Ouch.
That's just finger stabbing.
Yeah. Preferably someone who can pleasure you and is, like, interested in your pleasure.
Yeah.
But,
someone who you trust. And it also might not be the best situation. It's not going to be like... I wonder, like, couples who have waited to have sex and they're like, oh, I don't know how to do this. Oh, it's kind of awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But also couples, like, make out and will do other things.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, I'm waiting to have sex, but then, like, you're still blowing each other.
Yeah.
Using dildos.
Mad
it's like,
sexy
you
things.
Know
so
each
bad.
Other's bodies.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, you know what I did? So I went to this church talking about, like, virginity, and it's like, one of the women was just like, yeah, we were making out, and I had to just tell them to leave, to get out, to just leave the house.
Wow.
Otherwise, it was gonna, violate.
Punane was gonna be on his
Yeah,
penis.
It's just so... It's very intense. I cannot relate
to it. That's
kind of
hot, though, when you're,
level.
Like, holding out.
When
it finally happens.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
whoa!
No. Oh, totally. I remember... When I got back from Ghana, me and John had, like, our returning sex.
The return sex ceremony. Yes, yes.
It was great. It was just like, whoa. Very steamy.
Did you ever watch that show, 1,000 Ways to Die?
So one episode where someone was crushed by a bulldozer, and now I can't
the best,
watch it
my
again.
Favorite episode. Now, there was one episode, it was a show on Spike TV or whatever. There was this one episode where these two virgins were... holding out on sex, whatever, and they finally did have sex. I don't know if it was after they got married or just
died. Slow the story
they
down.
Both died.
How did they both die?
They both. It was like so good and crazy, and their hearts had never been accustomed to like such whatever the fuck hearts do that they both had heart attacks and died while having sex.
Oh my
How
god!
Old were they?
They were young.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
They weren't like in their 50s or anything like that. They were like 20s or 30s.
What the hell? Did they both have heart? Disorders or complications?
I don't remember. I saw
that seems like a bit fucking much.
It does, but you know, in the realm of possibilities.
I mean, it happened. That means it happened.
Yeah.
Oh god.
It's like a bitter coincidence.
That's like
a sad coincidence.
Yeah, they should have held out much longer.
But they went out in a good way, you know?
They died doing what they loved.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the thing is, like, exactly. They stopped having sex and then both suffered heart attacks.
No, it was during the sex.
Oh, injured.
Yeah.
It's just, I feel like there's a point where you're done sexing, or the sexing is ended, and you're just having heart attacks and dying. Like, you know, you're like, oh, unless you're killed instantly, you're not technically...
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're still not having sex. Yeah, the heart attack is happening.
Yeah, you didn't quite die doing
you're right.
Anything.
You're right.
It's not... It's just
that's a terrible way to go,
it's
then.
It's just bitter.
Yeah. My favorite episode.
Began sweet, ended horrible.
Lucas?
What? How was your... Thoughts? Tell us about your first time having sex.
A virgin.
Oh, are you?
Lucas is a virgin!
Oh my gosh! How do you feel?
Wait, do you care if we say that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, never tell mind us then. Right now. Sorry that I assumed. My bad. That's what? Fucking rude of me. I just... you shouldn't assume that someone is or isn't a virgin.
I don't know.
Because it's just like, it's like, sometimes you assume that people are virgins, and that says something, like, shitty about them. Like, there's definitely, like, a societal, like, if you're a virgin, then you're, like, this lame-oid shit.
Well, I knew bag. Lucas was a virgin because he was like, give me some advice for first time. And I was like, oh, okay.
When did that happen?
Last week.
You fucking listen when people talk. No, I'm kidding. Sorry, man.
She's not ignorant.
She is.
My bad. She's a virgin.
Or was I just...
Good insult.
Just, you can just. I'm a virgin. I'm just a virgin.
Yeah.
Version of God.
But Lucas, do you mind?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Do you have anything interesting? I don't know what interesting could come out of this.
Lucas is a virgin, guys. No.
No.
If you have any thoughts on approaching the topic of virginity,
from
the concept of virginity,
from the virgin
as
point
who
of
is.
View.
Considered a version by
sex. I just kind of assumed it was like sex.
Hold on.
Like
Lucas's thoughts.
Like it was just sex. Like
like penetrative sex?
Not just like, because like not sex is not necessarily penetrative, but like whatever would actually be considered sex. Which is what, like, it's weird. I don't know. Is kind of arbitrary.
Now I'm starting to think about, like, hand jobs.
Yeah, do those count?
Interesting.
Actually, yeah, do those count?
I feel like that.
It's just, like, so arbitrary. Like, where do you draw the line? Yeah. Like, let's say I'm making out with somebody. I don't think anybody's going to consider that, like, a sexual activity. Although it always leads
sexual
to sex
in
for
nature.
Me. But, like, what if, like, the person, like... puts their hand in my mouth or something like that, and I'm like sucking on his finger.
Well,
that's a very sexual thing for me.
Extremely sexual.
But it's just a finger in a mouth.
I like sucking on fingers.
Me too. I love it. It's my favorite thing.
We like to suck dicks. We like sucking fingers.
We suck everything.
Especially when it's like they're putting their fingers in and out of your mouth.
Exactly.
It's great.
Yeah, exactly.
The bot looking deep into your eyes.
It's great. It's real good. Yeah, it's real nice. But yeah, that's sexual for me. And then also, like, foot play. Like, if I put my foot on somebody's dick, which I don't really do, but it's in the realm of possibilities.
Hmm.
Is that sex? Because that's a fetish. Also, like, let's say you're, like, a penetrative virgin, but you're into bondage. Without any penetration.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, some people just, like...
That's like a sexual activity for some people.
Yeah, I feel like...
Human toileting.
And if that's all you
do... But I love to visit all the time.
It's always your example.
I'm just amazed when I found out that was
talk to somebody who's a human toilet.
I found one guy on Tinder, but he unmatched me because I was like, nah, I've never done that.
Aw, you need it. Aw.
Yeah.
He knows what he needs.
Then I deleted Tinder. Like, that was my love of my life.
Like,
and he's gone.
It's like, oh, I can't treat him like a toilet.
Exactly.
Even if he wants me to. I just feel like with human toileting, as long as this shit can't get into my vagina. Like,
yeah,
it can't get messy.
That's an issue.
Can't get messy.
Oh, it's messy.
It's right. Get messy for them, but it can't be messy for me.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to go to my gyno, not going to go get pills, take them for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Get a yeast infection, seems have to like take more pills. It's just too much. It's
quite a hassle.
Yeah.
No human toileting for sure.
Yeah. So now we know.
Don't shit in her vag, no like, matter what you do.
Whatever you do, guys, don't shit in my vagina. Please.
You can do anything else. Just
don't
not that.
Shit in my vagina.
Just mad low standards.
You can't do that.
No.
I think virginity, I think, you know, when you have your first sexual happening that you consider significant.
If it's sexual for you.
Then you are no longer a virgin.
Okay.
She's not a. I want a new name. I want a new word.
Yeah, I don't want it to be virgin. Because what does virgin imply? Purity.
Yeah.
That's such not, bullshit.
Did I already say you can murder several people?
I think you said that on Periscope. You can say that again.
Just like, you could, like, nothing is pure about you if you've, like, murdered several people, watched porn, strangled a few children, but you haven't had sex yet.
Mm-hmm.
Not pure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think many people would argue that you are pure. I'm just taking it to the extreme. But, like, no, you can do many sexual things. You could be a really rude, sexual harassy person.
Yeah, you could be a terrible person.
Yeah. The fact that your body is pure.
So this says, according to Google, a person who has never had sexual intercourse. And I think intercourse is specifically penetrative, right?
Well, you can have anal intercourse.
No. That's penetrative. That's what I mean by penetrative.
Excuse me.
Is scissoring penetrative?
Someone has a really big clit.
I don't know anything about scissoring. But also, aren't tongues penetrating mouths?
Yeah.
When you kiss somebody? Penetrating somebody's mouth.
With one of your sexual organs.
Interesting.
I'm going to look up intercourse in a second. But the second definition of virgin is a person who is naive, innocent, or inexperienced, especially in a particular context. Like, before I lost my virginity, I was not naive. I wasn't innocent.
I wasn't ignorant.
I was inexperienced in that.
Yeah.
But.
In a particular context.
Yeah, I guess it's you. Because you could be. You're right. People really value dick and vagina sex. Our culture really values that. But that's not, like, I could be extra into bondage. I could be that porn star having many sex.
Is oral penetrative?
Is
oral penetrative?
Depending on how you like your oral.
There is a dick in a mouth. Or a
oh, yeah, it's for penetrating the other way. Yeah, you're right.
Or a tongue could be in.
For me, I always just thought from, like, a male-bodied perspective, penetrative is when a penis goes into something.
Yeah, man isn't being penetrated, unless, in that situation, usually, unless you're pegging that person.
So, sexual intercourse is defined as sexual contact between individuals involving penetration, especially the insertion of a man's erect penis into a woman's vagina.
Interesting.
Typically culminating in orgasm and the ejaculation of semen.
Ah, so that it's is just, a heterosexist.
Our definitions are just flawed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, of course this would be a strange episode, because it's all fucked.
Yeah, it's all patriarchy. It's all rooted in patriarchy.
Yeah, no, you're a virgin when you want to be and when you don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have your first sexual thing, you're like, you know what, I'm going to be a virgin again, go for it. You can be a virgin again. I don't know.
What does it mean?
It means whatever you want it to mean.
You're right, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
I've been a virgin 5 times.
Okay, anything else?
Nah, I think that's it.
Alright, that's it for Fuck It. Now, a minute for running.
A minute for running!
From our second sponsor ever, Educated Running. Educated Running is an online-based running service, and they provide you with training anywhere at any time. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And right now, we're doing it.
So, we use this app called, it's called Log It App. It's a bi-weekly routine where we, like, journal about, like, how we do after our runs, how we're feeling. I've been liking that a lot, because it's helping me keep track of, like, am I not eating well today? Am I not eating? It's like I can see a pattern. And I also like the idea of having a coach, number one, because it keeps me accountable. Because, like, when I used to try and work out by myself, I'm like, not today. Like, they're real people, you know? So they get a feel of what's working, what's not working based on what you're saying. And it's just very tailored. And it's been going great.
And it's not just cardio. Our coach, Patrick, also logs us with, like, a cross-training day and, like, a core day and, like, working on your running form days and stuff like that. And there's also rest days, so it's very good. Those are the best days.
Really enjoy
Thank you,
that
Patrick.
Rest day.
So if you would like to sign up with Educated Running, they offer, like, 4 products right now. They have the online training, which you can sign up with them for $80 a month. They also have their private educated running session, which is $80 an hour. And they also have their private mental session, which is also running $80 an hour. So if you'd like to sign up with Educated Running, we're offering you this cool 15% off discount. And it is called the
Inner Ho Discount!
Yes. So if you'd like to sign up with Educated Running, you can go to educatedrunning.com. Head over to their products page, click on the product that you want, and enter in the coupon code INNERHODISCOUNT. All capitals, no spaces, all good. Now on to
Fuck Me!
The segment about our lives.
Our fucking lives.
Yeah. Would you like to go? Would you like me to go?
It's been, I just say, I'm kind of reconsidering polyamory.
Bum, bum, bum.
Ha,
possibly considering not being polyamorous anymore.
Bam, bam, bam.
People
have to go on a higher note.
just seems mad complicated. People are annoying. Dating I hate seems people. Annoying and frustrating. Mm-hmm. It's just like, just keep texting people is annoying. You text them, they text you back 3 days later. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Like, nigga, I texted you 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought this one guy had died once. You know? Yeah. And it's like, why am I worrying about all this when John is so great? Mm-mm. And it's like, if I'm going to, like, engage with somebody, I think I'm going to get more selective. Mm-hmm. Instead of trying to cast a wide hoe net. just really... I might be polyamorous to the extent where if someone really awesome comes along mm-hmm. and they're interesting mm-hmm. and interested and, like, I'm just gonna, like, wait until it's a little bit deeper than, like, a I see you see me. Let's hook up sometime, maybe.
Yeah.
It's such a waste of energy. Mm-hmm. And then, like, especially with, like, Thick Dick, I'm, like, now when I unfriended him on, like, unfollowed him on Instagram, mm-hmm. I'm, like, hiding his posts on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's, like, a weird tension that wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the sex that much.
Mm.
So it's, like, is it worth this? And every time I see his girlfriend, his new girlfriend, who was, like, friends with some of my other friends, it just feels weird, even though it shouldn't. Mm-hmm. It's like, I didn't need any of that. Mm-hmm. None of that's necessary. It
totally makes
but
sense.
But it exists.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, unless you're looking for something, don't be fucking stupid.
Well, that's one of the things I liked about, like, an open relationship was that it doesn't have to be, like, me seeking, hoe-seeking man all the time. You know? And I never really wanted it to be like that, but I kind of, like, started doing that because it was the summer and I was bored. Mm-hmm. And Akeem was, like, fucking a lot of people, and I was like, well, I guess I'll try to fuck some people, too. But really, as you can see, I'm mad content right now.
You do have two boyfriends, though.
Well, Kareem's not my boyfriend.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry.
It's just, like, the freedom of, like, if you are attracted to someone and you mm-hmm. feel the calling to be with them in a certain way, whatever that way may be.
I see.
Like, make out with them, have sex with them, be in a relationship with them, you know. Everything's, like, open that. And free to do that. But it's not necessarily, like, you have to be exactly on the hunt all the time.
But perhaps it's not, I'm not ending polyamory. It's, like, I'm just done being a hoe on patrol. I'm just gonna be, like, a...
Okay.
Like, let it... que sera, sera.
Yeah.
Kind of hoe.
That's where I feel that I am right now, too. Yeah, because I have no desire. It was very annoying. I agree. It was very, very annoying.
I don't care.
People are really annoying. I don't like people in general. So trying to date several people...
They're all just
that doesn't
annoying.
Fit with the misanthropic ways of my life.
Not at all. I hate people. So why are they in my life?
Exactly. So on to my fuck me. Two weird things happened. I was at Buffalo Wild Wings the other day with Kardeem and his cousin and his cousin's girlfriend or something like that. And we were watching Game 5 of the finals. And I walked in to the bar, and I'm like, shit, that's my fucking cousin.
Ooh.
My cousin was there. My cousin has met Akeem, and I just thought it was going to be like, she doesn't fuck, I don't think she remembers Akeem. She's met him, like, twice.
Okay.
In theory, Kardeem became Akeem to her, or I was hoeing, and she just didn't give a shit.
Yeah, how
we're not that close. We're not that close. And she doesn't have me on, like, any social media or anything like that. Okay. But, for example, if she were just to be like, I'm coming over tomorrow, and Akeem was there... It would be weird. So it was just weird in the context of things. It was weird in theory. Cool, and I was going to actually ignore her. But then she pointed me out from across the bar and was like, hey. And I was a little bit drunk already. So I was just like, what are you doing here, man? Watching the fucking game, obviously.
Like everybody else.
Eating wings, drinking. So yeah, that was a little bit weird. And I just didn't really know how to handle the situation. But I didn't do anything to handle the situation, which is the only way I could handle the situation.
Just let it slide.
Then... Kardeem came over to my house again, and he was making fun of me, as he does, with my brother, and I was in the next room.
They were both making fun of me.
Right, yes, this is the story of my life. This is what the people who love me do. And he went to use the bathroom, and I went to bother my brother, and I was like, this is how you betray my trust, man? As in, you're making fun of me behind my back. Mm-hmm. And then my brother said something weird, like... First, we were just, like, playing around, and then he said something like, I'm a bad brother because I'm keeping a secret.
Oh.
And I thought that he meant keeping a secret as in whatever the fuck they were talking about to make fun of me, because I knew that they were making fun of me, like, Sam, but I couldn't hear what they said.
He sure
so I was just like, wait, what do you mean? And then afterwards, he said something that I just did not hear at all.
Oof.
But Kardeem thought he said... I know you're seeing two other people. I fucking doubt that my brother said that. It just seems like it's not even the way he talks, but it is not a situation that we've ever talked about. So maybe that would be the way he talks about it in regards to that or whatever.
He might be awkward. And
yeah, exactly. About it. But I just didn't hear what he said at all. It was just like,
you didn't follow up.
It was like Charlie Brown's parents. Like, I just didn't hear anything. And I was like, wait, what? And he was like, what? And I was like, what? And he was like, what? And I looked into the bathroom and Kareem was just like, he had a weird expression on his face. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Why is it always awkward when you're at my house? So yeah, that's the status of family things.
So your brother may or may not know.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then also, why would he say seeing two other people? Why wouldn't he be like, you're cheating on a Kim, Sam? Yeah. Unless he listens to the podcast.
Which case he already knows.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just trying
I doubt he listens, because I go in his room and he's like watching Game of Thrones spoiler theories. So
he doesn't have time for your shit.
Exactly, yeah. It's like playing.
Oh god.
Playing Call of Duty or some shit. So yeah, everything's weird, you know?
Yeah. It's a strange place to be in.
Mm-hmm. That's it for the Inner Hole Uprising.
I'm Shank.
I'm Sam. You can follow us on Periscope, Twitter, and Instagram at @slam_pow. You can find us on Facebook by searching Slam Pow Productions. You can find us on YouTube by searching Slam Pow Productions. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @slamrid with 2 D's. And you can find my Facebook and Snapchat at @samannerz. And that's all in the description box.
I'm Shanika.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me on mostly Instagram at Shanika Powell, SHANIKAPOWELL. And you can also check me out on Snapchat at Volcano Vulva.
Please rate us on iTunes, please. That hasn't happened in a while. Actually, someone removed one of their ratings. We're from 59 to 58. That bothers me.
What the
fuck? Fuck you.
Unless it was a mean rating and they took it down. In which case, they've reformed.
Okay. Send in your music, please.
Yeah.
Dietchupodcast@gmail.com. We do not have a fuck you this week because we're running short on time, but you can send in all your questions, comments, concerns to ietchupodcast@gmail.com. Yes. All right.
Now for a little something sexual.
Is there a problem with my burger?
Just a couple of drunk rednecks, that's all.
Well, what's their problem?
Oh, come on now. It's not worth it.
What did they say?
He said the burger.
What did they say, Arlene?
He said the burger might have AIDS.
Excuse me, who ordered the hamburger with AIDS?
I ordered the hamburger deluxe.
In this restaurant, a hamburger deluxe come with french fries, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and AIDS. Do anybody got a problem with that?
Yeah. I'm an American, and I got a say in who makes my food.
Well, baby, it's too late for that. Faggot's been breeding your cows, raising your chickens, even brewing your beer long before I walk my sexy ass up in this motherfucker. Everything on your goddamn table got AIDS.
You still ain't making me eat no AIDS burger.
Well, all you gotta do is say, hold the AIDS. Here. Eat it. Oh, bitch, you come in my house, you gonna eat my food the way I fucking make it. Do you understand me? Tip your waitress.